ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29. The title of the chapter is Talks Between Narada and King Prachinibarhi. Text number 76-77. So in the board we have 76, so we'll read 76. Just we'll read only the 77 separately. And then we'll read the purport, translation purport. Yatha Trana Chalukeyam Napayati Napayati Cha Na Tyajen Priyamano Api Pra Deha Abhimatim Jana Yata Trina Jalukeyam Yata Trina Jalukeyam Napayati Apayati Cha Napayati Apayati Cha Natyajendriyamanopi Jendriyamanopi Pradeha Bhimatim Jana Pradeha Bhimatim Jana Yatatrana Jalukeyam Napayati Apayati Cha Natya Jendriyamanohi Yatatrana Jalukeyam Napayati Apayati Cha Natyajendriyamanopi Pradeha Bhimatim Jana
That's 76.
So we'll read the 77 quickly. Yavadanyam na vindetha vyavadanyam. Everybody has, we can read together. Yavadanyam na vindetha. Yavadanyam na vindetha vyavadhanena karmana. Mana eva manushyendra. Trinajaluka caterpillar yam this na apayati does not go apayati go cha also na not tyaje gives up mriyamanaha at the point of death api even papra former deha with the body abhimatim identification jana a person yavat so long as anyam another na not vindeta obtains vyavadhanena by the termination karmana of fruitive activities mana the mind eva certainly manushya indra o ruler of men bhutana of all living entities bhava of material existence bhavanam the cause. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The caterpillar transports itself from one leaf to another by capturing one leaf before giving up the other. Similarly, according to his previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up one he has. This is because the mind is the reservoir of all kinds of desires. Translation responsibly, please. The caterpillar transports itself from one leaf to another by capturing one leaf before giving up the other. Similarly, according to his previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up one he has. This is because the mind is the reservoir of all kinds of desires. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A living entity too much absorbed in material activity becomes very much attracted to the material body. Even at the time of death, he thinks of his present body and the relatives connected to it. Thus, he remains fully absorbed in the bodily conception of life, so much so that even at the point of death, he abhors leaving his present body. Sometimes it is found that a person on the verge of death remains in a coma for many days before giving up the body. This is common among so-called leaders and politicians who think that without their presence, the entire country and all society will be in chaos. This is called Maya. Political leaders do not like to leave their political post, and they either have to shot by an enemy or obliged to leave by the arrival of death. By superior arrangement, a living entity is offered another body, but because of his attraction to the present body, he does not like to transfer himself to another body. Thus, he is forced to accept another body by the laws of nature. Prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered soul, spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature,
thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the nature. Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Material nature is very strong, and the material modes force one to accept another body. This force is visible when the living entity is transmigrates from one superior body to an inferior one. One who acts like a dog or a hog in the present body will certainly be forced to accept the body of a dog or a hog in next life. A person may be enjoying the body of a prime minister or president, but when he understands that he will be forced to accept the body of a dog or a hog, he chooses not to leave the present body. Therefore, he lies in coma many days before death. This has been experienced by many politicians at the time of death. The conclusion is that next body is already determined by superior control. The living entity immediately gives up the present body and enters another. Sometimes in the present body, the living entity feels that many of his desires and imaginations are not fulfilled. Those who are overly attracted to their life situation are forced to remain in a ghostly body and are not allowed to accept another gross body. Even in the body of a ghost, they create disturbances for neighbors and relatives. The mind is the prime cause of such a situation. According to one mind, different types of bodies are generated and one is forced to accept them. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8.6, Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram tam tameva iti kaunteya sadatat bhava bhavitah. Whatever state of mind one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Within one's body and mind, one can think as either a dog or a god, and the next life is offered to him accordingly. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 13.22. Purusha prakritasto hi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sanghosya sat asat yoni janmasu. The living entity in the material nature thus follows the way of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. The living entity may transmigrate to either a superior or inferior body according to his association with the modes of material nature. If he associates with the mode of ignorance, he gets the body of an animal or an inferior man. But if he associates with the mode of goodness or passion, he gets a body accordingly. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14.18. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jhaganyad guna vrittistha ato gacchanti tamasa. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. The root cause of one's association is the mind. This great Krishna conscious movement is the greatest boon to human society because it is teaching everyone to think always of Krishna by executing devotional service. In this way, at the end of life, one may be transferred to the association of Krishna. This is technically called Nitya Leela Pravishta, entering into the planet Goloka Vrindavan. Bhagavad Gita 18.55 explains, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yascha smitattvatah tato mam tattvato jnatva vishatetat anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. After the mind is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one can enter the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. To enter the association of Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to understand Krishna. The process of understanding Krishna is devotional service. After understanding Krishna as He is, one can become eligible to enter Krishna Loka and associate with Him. The mind is the cause of such an exalted position. The mind also can get one a body like those of dogs and hogs. to absorb the mind always in Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human life.
Hare Krishna. So we continue to read the talks between Narada Namuni and King Prachini Barhi. So it's this talk is similar to the talks between Vidura and Dhritarashtra. If you understand, Vidura also goes for the Tirtha Yatra, and after the war is finished, Mahabharata, the Yuddha is finished, and then he also returns back to the palace. And his main motive of returning to the palace is not to live in the palace and enjoy the facilities of the palace. He comes there to give good instruction to his brother Dhritarashtra. So he gives so much instruction, and so that Dhritarashtra can make up his whatever the things he has done. He has to prepare his life. He has to quit his body. So Vidura is kind of giving all the instructions so that he can quit his body. So here also Narada Muni is explaining to King Prachini Barhi. We gave the whole allegorical story, everything he explained. Now coming back to this, he is summing up everything. How the mind is a pivotal point. How the mind, absorption of the mind in something, accordingly you get a body. This is the it's a secret actually. This is a secret. So Srila Prabhupada says here, a living entity too much absorbed in material activity becomes very much attracted to the material body. This is a very basic truth actually. In Krishna consciousness, the day we come into the temple, the way we go for a program, we first hear we are not this body, we are spirit soul. Because this is the basic message. Basic message which is we are getting this is we are not this body, we are spirit soul. Sometimes you know, we get, the same message, same. Every day getting the same message. Why it is happening like that? Because the message is repeated, because there is a reason. Because it's not just that theoretically we understand that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. We have to act on the platform that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. And then what are the characteristics of the spirit soul? Accordingly, we have to act. Until the time you have not realized, you have to keep hearing. Because as long as I act with the body as I am a body, then we have to keep on hearing the message. There is nothing wrong in that. Because if we have understood that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, then we can go further. Then I am not this body, then I am spirit soul, then what are the activities of the spirit soul, then how will I engage my spiritual senses by performing devotional service in the service of the Lord. Those things can be taught. So that is why even though whether somebody is a very advanced devotee or somebody is a neophyte just starting his Krishna consciousness, this truth remains the same. Whether this is the body, we are not the body, we are spirit soul, and the mind is a reservoir of all the desires, and whatever the contemplation of the mind we are doing, then accordingly we get the body. That's why Srila Prabhupada explains here. Even at the time of death, point of death, he thinks of his present body and the relatives connected to it. Thus he remains fully absorbed in the bodily conception of life. So much so that even at the point of death, he abhors leaving his present body. People don't want, because the nature of the soul is like a permanent. The nature of the soul is permanent. That is why the soul does not like any change. Soul does not like any change. Change in the sense that I want to go from this situation to other situation. No, he is thinking, I am very comfortable in this situation, then I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave this place. And so much so, Srila Prabhupada gives the example. Even Indradev came to this situation because of a curse. He has to take Bhattas a hog. And even at that situation, when Brahmaji came, like your curse period is over, now you have to come back to Uttarloka to conduct this administration of the Indraloka. But he said, no, I have a responsibility. I have my wife, my children, I am looking after them. And what do you think? Somebody may be the hog's body, a dog's body, they are so much attached to it. So it's not very easy to give up this body.
That's why Srila Prabhupada says, even with the time of death, nobody wants to give up this body. I want to hang on because of conditioning. I got accustomed to this body. I got used to this body. I have been enjoying sense gratification with this body. I do not want to give up this body. But in one sense, as a spirit soul, we are not this body. We are spirit soul and we hate any change. That's why the death is frightening. They say, I don't want to give up this, I don't want. So much so, the person goes into the kind of situation like a coma. Srila Prabhupada says, sometimes it's found that a person at the verge of death remains in coma for many days before giving up the body. We have seen sometimes like people just unconscious for many days. And the explanation is given because the coma, I was just reading somewhere about Srila Prabhupada's translation, what Srila Prabhupada explains about coma. That means that the body is in such a severe pain that one becomes unconscious and cannot feel the miseries taking place within the body. Indeed, the living entity becomes so helpless at the time of death that although unwilling, he is forced to give up the body and enter another. So this is the position of coma. Coma position is like a very, he does not want to give up, but still he is hanging on to this situation. So, and Srila Prabhupada explains about, this is the common thing about the so-called leaders and politicians. No politician or leader want to retire. There is no voluntary retirement, it is not there in the case of politics. They will just hang on to this position, hang on to this post until otherwise either somebody kills them or assassinates them or nature comes and removes them. So this is the situation. Nobody wants to because they have got used to power, they are used to, but one sense, like a, again, this, like I am not comparing anything, I don't want to make judgment, but here, at least in this country, we find some kind of prime minister there. You be the prime minister for a few years, 4 or 5 years, and then some political change happens, he resigns, and then he becomes a consultant and goes work somewhere. I have seen here. But India doesn't happen. India, he is a prime minister, means he will remain in politics till the last breath, actually. Because he is a, he is used to this facility, he is used to this, all the what are the perks he is getting out of this the political position. He does not want to give up, actually. Here things are like, that is why Srila Prabhupada says, like in the Western mind, already there is a sense of renunciation is there. Srila Prabhupada likes this, he said in one lecture, I like these hippies. Because hippies, they have the mode of renunciation. This is very much essential. Because that is why when Srila Prabhupada, like yesterday's quote, if you read Srila Prabhupada was in India trying to propagate this movement, and not much cooperation was coming, not much cooperation. People were not cooperating. Because people say, what will he do, Swamiji, if he becomes a Brahmana, what will happen? He has to go and he has to earn money, he has to look after the family, all these things he has to do. What is going to happen if he becomes a Brahmana? It's not going to help him much. That is the kind of response people were getting. That's what Prabhupada says. And Prabhupada in that quote, he says, I was completely gave up this thing. This is, I took a promise that I will never come up here. I was completely disgusted. Prabhupada says in that quote, sometimes you try to do something good, but people don't recognize, don't give any support. Not even, see, Prabhupada said, give something, some support, so that so much, like a struggle actually. But when Srila Prabhupada came to, based on the Guru Maharaj's instruction, Prabhupada came to America, so then automatically, by the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of Guru, and his determination, and his complete conviction on the holy name of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam, so many people came. And because people in the West, people are a little bit open-minded. Because at least they have, the two very reasons for that, people are generally open-minded. The other thing is they have already been through certain situations, the enjoyment to the brim, like they have been through that. For them, like it's, I have gone through, before a person comes to 16 or 18 years old, he has done whatever has to do, he has done everything and he has done, dusted, everything is done, dusted, and he is frustrated also in the whole thing. So that is good, that qualification is good. That is what, that helps, like that also, because this is like that. But it's not only, this is not an essential qualification that you have to become frustrated, then only you should become Krishna. But that is one of the factors which helps, because if you, and Srila Prabhupada was in the in the airport. He's just about to board the flight. And then one reporter, "Swamiji, what is the qualification for a person to go back to the spiritual world?" This is like a Srila Prabhupada has only one second left, and he has to board the flight. He has to go, and the reporter asks this question. What Prabhupada has to give an answer so that that person has to be, at least should make sense to him. What answer? Some people I know already know the answer. What answer Srila Prabhupada would have given to the reporter so that, you know, like the reporter gets convinced what is needed for going back home back to Gaya? Any guess? Arjun Sagapur smiles, he knows that. And it's very tricky, you know. Srila Prabhupada is like it is not a static actually. Krishna consciousness is not a static moment, it is ecstatic moment. Okay, very dynamic. Because sometimes you give answer, sometimes Srila Prabhupada said, you know, like one lady approached Father, right? So then Srila Prabhupada said, "Have faith in God." You may be wondering, what is this Prabhupada talking? Have faith in God. Why Srila Prabhupada didn't give instruction, you have to remember Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, do this, da da da. Why Prabhupada didn't do that? And this occasion also, you know, I don't want to keep the suspense for long. Yes, Srila Prabhupada said, one, when somebody is materially fed up, then only he is fit to go back home. Because if, as long as I think there is a little bit of enjoyment there, then we won't have the mood of going back home. As long as I have a little bit of desire, I can enjoy this, I can have some enjoyment here, then it is very difficult to go back home back to God. So that is why. But again, in our Krishna conscious movement, we are not asked to give up the desire, we are asked to dovetail the desire. Srila Prabhupada, by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, our vocabulary increases. I found it very, because if you read Srila Prabhupada's books, especially with the beginning, we said many words that I didn't understand actually. We have to keep a dictionary or some kind of thing, then only we can understand. Srila Prabhupada coins certain words, because this is good actually. Previously in our generation, we used to read newspaper. Why you are reading newspaper? Because you increase English vocabulary. Because at that time we were appearing for exams like a GRE, TOEFL, and you have to increase your English vocabulary. So, but when I start reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam or Srila Prabhupada, very high standard. The English is very high standard. But it's not negative. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj standard is even very high. But at least even Srila Prabhupada's books, some of the words, it's not like you can't understand. We have to refer to a dictionary. So like this, we can just... So Srila Prabhupada, when somebody is materially fed up, then only he will have some interest. Because otherwise, as long as I have a little bit of desire that I can continue here, I can enjoy sense gratification here, then it's very difficult for him to take the spiritual life seriously. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, this is called Maya. This is so-called politicians who think that without their presence, the entire country and all society will be in chaos. This is the biggest joke actually. The politician thinks, if he is not there, the all welfare activities and all the society will be put into ruination. He thinks like that. But actually, when he is there, then only the whole problem will happen. He doesn't realize, when the politician, he is still in control, all these things will happen because of his presence actually. As long as he puts his position, everything will be alright. But he doesn't understand. He thinks I am indispensable. Without me, the whole society will be put into ruination. Without me, there will be chaos everywhere. But the other way around, if we start there, all the this thing will go flourish actually. That's why our things have, Gandhi has come, Nehru has come, Churchill has come, this has come, but still things are continuing actually. The world is not going to stop actually. The world is not, before we came, the situation was there. And now we are here, we are temporarily, we are caretaker. We take caretaker, and then after we go also, the thing will remain. So this we forget, thinking that we are going to be permanent here, because without me, the whole thing. Same thing applies for the family. Because it's not only politician. Sometimes we think, if I am not there, my family will suffer. But that doesn't mean that you just run away, do all the frivolous things. Not like that. But we should. Ultimate protector is Krishna. Ultimate supplier is Krishna. If Krishna does not supply, whatever you do, you may not do any benefit. like in Narsingadev prayers, Pralambra say, if father, mother, they can't protect. Unless always there is a tick, the tick, overall tick by Krishna. Krishna protects, then only all this your protection will work. If Krishna doesn't protect, then your protection is not going to work. So that is that thing we have to remember. Here, Srila Prabhupada says, political leaders do not like to leave their political post, and they either have to be shot by an enemy or obliged to leave by the arrival of death. This is a very typical, like Srila Prabhupada says in a letter. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi, you are a very respected person, and you always pose as you are a devotee of Bhagavad Gita. That's good. But now we got Swarajya, now we got independence. Now the next thing is, don't remain in this political affairs. Let us go use the influence, the influence you have, and then we will preach Bhagavad Gita. Because otherwise, he wrote also very clearly, otherwise you will meet, this is like a very cruel type of death. He foresaw, because it's not like a, because Vaishnava, he can see the how things are developing, this is what going to happen. So Srila Prabhupada wrote, but unfortunately that letter was not read or properly, or not action taken, and whatever Srila Prabhupada predicted, that only happened. This is the thing, because you started with something, okay, no doubt, okay, you started with Swarajya. Actually, as a matter of fact, even Srila Prabhupada was in the beginning, he was also was Swarajya only. Until he meets his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, then Srila Maharaj completely smashed that idea. He said, no, your Krishna consciousness will not wait for Swarajya. Then he gave the explanation like, this does not depend on Swarajya, because Krishna consciousness is like a living entity's dormant, this thing to serve Krishna. So that doesn't depend whether you are independent or dependent, doesn't matter. So then Srila Prabhupada was convinced. So Srila Prabhupada wrote to Gandhiji, and then it worked out actually. So that is why sometimes, when instructions are coming, even for Gandhiji also instructions are coming in the form of a letter from Srila Prabhupada, but he never took it seriously. And then the thing is, and there was lot of conflicts within the groups, and then one type of people, they didn't like his philosophy. Okay, now, because he is the problem, he is the one who is doing all this, let us get rid of him, that's it. This is what happened. So Srila Prabhupada says here, thus he is forced to accept another body by the laws of nature. So this is Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavad Gita. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasah ahankara vimutatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Nature is doing all these activities, but the living entity individually is thinking, I am doing everything. I am the kartaham iti manyate. Karta, I am the karta. But when we think I am the karta, then we get the reactions. That is why Krishna says, you perform activities for my pleasure. Then yajnata karmane anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kauteya mukta sangha samachara. Because when we perform activities thinking I am the karta, then I have to take the fruits, I have to take the reaction. But when I perform activities, no, I am only the doer. Krishna is like is orchestrating everything. Then he don't get reaction. That is why Krishna is giving us a formula that how we can perform activities in this material world without getting entangled. Yes, we obviously we are doing so many activities. We are going, we are cooking, we are doing all these things, preaching work, traveling in the airplane. All the work is happening. But then there is no reaction for it. This work is no reaction, because the result of that work is offered to Krishna. So, but if the result is kept for ourselves, then we get reaction. So this is what the whole idea is. Material nature is very strong, and the material modes force one to accept another body. This force is visible when the living entity transmigrates from superior body to inferior body. Because this is like contemplation of the object of the senses. In Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning only, it is mentioned how the whole thing works actually. Dhyayato vishayam pumsam sangasteshu vajayate sangat sanghayate kama kama krodho vijayate. So it says, while contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them. And from such attachment, lust develops. From this, lust, anger arises. So this is the Lord Krishna is giving us a formula how we can break free from this thing. Contemplation. When we contemplate something, then automatically we get attached. Contemplate. Jayato Vishayan Pulsa Sangha. The Sangha is there. So we get attachment. And then when we get attachment, the natural sequence of events is like a Krodhat Bhavati Sammoha, Sammoha Smuti Vibhrama, Smuti Bhramshat Buddhi Nasha Pranashyati. So from anger, complete delusion arises, and from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. When intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool. So this is how the whole fall down of the living entity happens, so Krishna explains. And then this is so that is why in the body is, next to body is given. Next to body is prepared. Actually, whatever we are doing in this lifetime, it is a preparation. Lifetime is a preparation. Whatever we do is a preparation for that. We are preparing ourselves for the next to body. So that, if we remember that fact that whatever I do in this lifetime, it has a bearing on my next life, then we will not do activities whimsically. We won't perform activities, any sinful activity. Why? Because we have given the knowledge. Yeah, if you perform these activities like that, then you are going to suffer at a later point in time. But unfortunately, this education is not there. People think, I am living only one life. Oh, let me enjoy it up to the brim. Whatever I can do, I will do. Nobody can question me. I am my own this thing. I will enjoy life like anything. But unfortunately, you may think anything. But for fact is, there is life. There is a continuation of life. You have to continue. And things will be forced upon us. Karmana deva netrena jantur deva upadraya. Because I may think that there is only one life, but the Shastra doesn't say like that. And then there is a continuation of life. There is a reincarnation. There is a transmigration. Everything is there. So that is why we have to be aware. Yes, sometimes we may not be knowing. We may not be knowing. That's all right. But only thing is the fact that we are in the material world. We need to know this. If I'm driving the car, then I'm supposed to know the road rules. Otherwise, I should not be driving. Because the fact that I am driving, I should know at least the basic rules. Then only we will be able to drive. The same way, when we are in the material world, Krishna gives, these are all the rules, these are all the regulation, this is the way material nature works, everything is given. So if we don't, if we violate that, then we have to pay the price. That's why Srila Prabhupada says here, this force is visible when the living entity transmigrates from a superior body to an inferior one. One who acts like a dog and a hog in the present body will certainly be forced to accept the body of a dog or hog in next life. This is Srila Prabhupada says in many of the books. I don't want to quote the names, but Srila Prabhupada said one politician, he was like his activities in this lifetime was like almost like a dogish, yeah? All the dog mentality. So Srila Prabhupada quoted an astrologer saying this person has taken birth as a dog in somewhere in Switzerland or Scotland or wherever.
What was the name of it?
I'm not here. You want to put me into trouble? If you want to put me into trouble, you can ask the name. Anyway, the problem is like it's there in the Prabhupada. You know that also. So this is the problem because they have to take birth as a dog. And actually it is interesting. One person like a challenge Prabhupada. Oh no, I don't mind taking birth as a dog. And then, but that fellow is thinking he'll take birth as a dog in Australia and America, where the dog sits in the front seat like with the owner goes in. No, what is the, you take birth as a dog, as a street dog, and I'm beaten by the stone every constantly, if you're being beaten by the stone, what will happen? That is also a dog only. But don't assume that if you take birth as a dog means you will take birth as a dog sitting in the front seat looking like this. And sometimes a dog gets more attention than the human beings. So not that type of dog. Because whatever the karma, whatever activity activities you have performed in this lifetime, if it enables you to get that type of dog, that's okay. But not necessarily you have to take birth as a very posh dog and very pet dog or something. You can be a street dog. You will be beaten by the sticks and the stone every constantly. So that is why it is very important for us also how we contemplate all these things, how we contemplate accordingly we develop the body. As we do perform this activity, we develop our body. The body is, as we speak, as we perform activities, we are just generating the prototype for the next body. As we do activities, we are performing. That is why if we perform activities for Yajñartha, for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, then there is no material reaction for that. Activity performed for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, that does not have any material reaction. That is completely transcendental. So, Srila Prabhupada says, therefore he lies in coma many days after death. This has been experienced by many politicians at the time of death. The conclusion is that next body is already determined by superior control. Next body is already determined by superior control. It's not like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapiladeva explains, Karmana Bhaiva Netrena Jantu Deho Upattaye Sriya Pravishta Udaram Humso Reta Kanashraya. It says in that translation, the personality of God had said, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and according to the result of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made to enter into the womb of a woman through the particle of a male semen to assume a particular type of body. This is like this is not a text from a gynecological book or anything. It is Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, Kapila Dev is explaining. This is subject matter. Actually it is explained further, if you go further, how the body is developed, the pea form, and then how the senses are formed, everything, very systematic. This is what the knowledge means. The knowledge, whatever the knowledge, we are not talking about perhaps, maybe, or not the speculation knowledge. Exactly it is here, how the body is developed, at what time, what is happening, everything is explained. So, karmana, deva netrena, karma and deva netrena. Not only just karma, only by karma, it's not just sufficient. Karmana, and there is a superior control. Devatas are there. The Supreme Lord is there. Under his direction, the material body is kind of fashioned according to your karma, a suitable body is given. So sometimes, you know, if you have lot of bad karma, that will be reflected upon this body. So sometimes we see some major problems, major issues. That means that the karma is very, very strong. But karma is very bad. But Krishna is very merciful. He does not give all the bad karma input in thing and just go. No, that means we will never get up from the bedroom. So much bad karma. But Krishna gives packages in such a way that opportunity is given for each and every individual to make advancement. Any stage, any human being, anyone will be getting an opportunity so that he can try to get out of that. Get some sukriti. That's why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas Thakur that what will happen to all the other living entities, you know, who cannot move, and they how their Krishna consciousness will be happening by loud chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, they will also be there. See Sankirtan devotees, they go to chant Hare Krishna. So that way, the people who will never got an opportunity, they will get some opportunity to sukruti. Their sukruti will build up. Because you go to some village or some town, very remote town, they might not have heard anything, but at least you go there and then chant Hare Krishna, and then somebody will inquire, somebody will hear. That's it. By just hearing only, they get something. At least their spiritual account will be started. So that is why the preaching is very, very essential. Because preaching is not like not sitting in the asana giving class. That is not only preaching. Preaching is like, yes, this is important, this is the purpose of life, this is what we have to do. All these things start from vegetarianism, then prasadam, then all these things, reading Bhagavad Gita, soul, and discovering the soul, body, all these things they will understand that. Everything started like that only. So, Srila Prabhupada says here, those who are overly attached to their life situation are forced to remain in a ghostly body and are not allowed to accept another gross body. So, this is like sometimes It is said in the Shastra, assuming somebody is a prime minister or president on a very high position, and then next life they have to take birth as a dog. How can they take birth as a dog? That will be there. One side prime minister or president, other birth as a dog. It is very difficult actually. So there is some kind of situation, they are put in a hellish situation where they will get acclimatized. There is a word called acclimatized. Acclimatized, these are Prabhupada's words. You get acclimatized. Acclimatized means you will be kind of getting used to that situation. You will get used to, because if a prime minister is put into the hog's body, then you say, oh, what is this? Like prime minister previously, now I'm like going like a hog or dog, and then that will be very frustrating. So, but you will be put into a situation to acclimatize him to even a hog body or dog's body. So then he will start liking that. Oh yeah, after all, this is what because you have developed the consciousness like that only. So this Krishna will not do anything wrong, because you have developed. I have given a human form of life. I have given all the ears, eyes, and everything to see properly, hear everything properly, and you could have molded your life in such a way that you can go back to the spiritual world. But you didn't do that. You have developed or you have assimilated this type of dogish mentality. So then Krishna says, Krishna is still his kind. Okay, you wanted to do this, so let me give you a dog's body. You won't have any karma actually. Because dog is like a tiger is eating a goat, tiger is not going to get karma for that. But a human being eats a goat, then he gets a karma. So then Krishna is according, due to his intense mercy, he is saying, look, I gave you this body, human body, but you didn't use it properly, so I am taking it away. So I am giving you a tiger's body, or a dog's body, a cat's body. You do whatever you want. And then slowly you come to the next stage. And then you come back to human form, and then you try to understand. So that is why we very, very important what we desire. Even sometimes even a desire, small desire comes also, then we have to immediately check it actually. Because otherwise, then, like if we keep on desiring sense gratification, then we are kind of endangering our going back home back to Godhead. So Krishna says, the mind is the prime cause of such situation. According to one's mind, different types of bodies are generated. According to the mind, the situation of the mind, different types of bodies are created. Then Srila Prabhupada quotes this, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tam bhava bhavita. Whatever state of mind one quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. This is the secret action. We have to keep on meditating on that particular thing. So at that time of death also, our meditation will be on the Lord. If we keep on meditating on the deer, then our meditation will be on the deer. If we keep on meditating on something, family, this, then the situation will be like that. But we should not think that if we keep on, I want to become Prime Minister, you become Prime Minister. No, you may not become a Prime Minister. You will be in the Prime Minister's chamber, you will be there. But not as a human being, but as some dog or some cat or some insect or something, you will be still there. You will be associated with the Prime Minister, but you may not like it. Because for that also you need to have the karma. The karma has to be there, then only you will become. So it is very intricate subject. That's why Narada Muni, sometimes we may wonder, every day we are reading this, so many times in this Parvo, so many months we have been reading only the Pachini Bhagi and Narada Muni, nothing else to do. Because no, it is not like that. Because this subject matter is so heavy, we have to understand, we have to keep on repeating this subject. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada says, the repetition of the subject matter in the spiritual world, it's not like some literary deficiency or anything, because it is making the point. We have to understand. Sometimes we keep on hearing this so much and still we don't understand. Still we behave like we are this body, we are not spirit soul. Sometimes we behave like that. So this type of repetition is not a literary deficiency. It is a repetition is needed. Otherwise material, every day the news, age newspaper, this newspaper is coming. Every day we read, we never get bored actually. Every day we read so much this thing, every day we read so much of other this thing, we don't ever get bored actually. But when we, so should we get bored when we read Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavata? We should get newer realization. When we hear the same class somebody might have given, and then we get new realizations. Subject matter will be the same, but the realization will be a little bit different. And the presentation may be a little bit different also. So this sloka it says, whatever state of mind one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. So this is like a, and Srila Prabhupada says here, the living entity in the material nature follows the way of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to the association with the material nature. The sangha sanjayate. The sangha is there. The sangha is very important. Everywhere it is mentioned, sadhu shastra, sadhu sangha. This is lava matra sadhu sangha. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Because even little bit of association with a saintly person, sadhu, that will protect us. Many devotees, not all, all the devotees might have had association with Srila Prabhupada for many, many months or many, many years or something. But some devotees will have association with Prabhupada very, very short duration. But still, that association they cherish. They would have entered Prabhupada, so you should make your life perfect. Some very simple, simple things Prabhupada said, and then that they keep in the mind and then they continue. So that is why it is not like a, we have to have association means, you know, we have to be physically sitting there, and then if you get that is good. But more than that is like if you get association and then you put that in your heart and then continue that for decades and decades. That is why so many devotees, you know, so strong, because Srila Prabhupada was like just even moments association whatever Prabhupada has given, that has completely transformed them. So that is why we also somehow like our duty is, and we have to take sangha, and also our duty as a preachers is to give this benefit of association to others also. Not our association of the Lord, association of the Mahaprasad, association of the Holy Name. Like that if we can give, then they will be connected to Krishna. When they are connected with Krishna, then their life is guaranteed. Their life of going back home is definitely guaranteed. And our thing is also guaranteed. Krishna says that, you become so dear to Krishna that you are trying to help Krishna in bringing the conditioned souls to his feet. So that way we are doing a big service for the living entity. So Srila Prabhupada says in this next section of purport, he says, the living entity may transmigrate either to a superior or inferior body according to the association with the modes of material nature. Whatever the modes we are associated with, we may get if you do mode of goodness, then you go higher up. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishtanti rajasa, jaganya guna vrittishya, ado gacchanti tamasa. So like that, if you develop mode of goodness, then chances are like you may get in the body, in the heavenly planets and other things. But the problem is that even that is a problem. Even if you get there is no point in just developing. It's not, our aim is not to develop only mode of goodness. Mode of goodness is just like the position from where we have to go to the Suddha Sattva. Mode of goodness is good. One sense is good, the other sense is not that good actually. Because then the mode of goodness will put you into a kind of a very complacent situation. Oh, I am very advanced, I am very this thing, and I am developed so much. No, not that. So we have to go even cross this mode of goodness and the Suddha Sattva. That is the thing. So Srila Prabhupada concludes that urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha, madhya tishtanti rajasa, jaganya guna vrittishya, ado gacchanti tamasa. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets. Those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. And Prabhupada says the root cause of one's association is the mind. So again and again, finally the conclusion comes to the mind. Mind is the pivotal point. Because of the mind, all these things are happening. So we can ask, this is like sometimes we can introspect ourselves. You know, like we just ask ourselves the question, today if I haven't died, what kind of status of mind I have and what kind of body we develop. So sometimes it's a wake-up call. Like every now and then we have to do a wake-up call. Where am I? What is my level of advancement? Because have I developed a quality befitting a devotee, or am I developing a quality befitting a cat and dog? We have to ask ourselves. We don't have to ask anyone actually. We have to ask ourselves, because we are going to face this situation. Because we come alone and then we are going to go alone. We can't just say my wife was like that, my husband was like that, my children were like that. Yeah, they are all situations. But in those situations, how do you react? How do you do things, your things? Because that is why swartha gati. Prahlad Maharaj says Swartha Gati. Swartha Gati is Vishnu. Swartha Gati is Vishnu. That Swartha Gati we have to understand, we have to know. That is the Swartha Gati. So all other peripheral activities, yes, we have to do just for maintenance of this situation. Yes, the status quo, the maintenance we have to do, we all have to do. No, no. But we have to ask ourselves, whether today, if I have to quit this body, am I prepared? Am I prepared to give up this body? Where have I prepared myself for enough for so that to go back home back without it? Or still I am having all these small petty desires are still there. And then why they are still lurking around? So why we have not done the cleanup properly? We have to ask ourselves. But again, it is an individual thing. Yeah. If you don't do that, then the thing is we have to again come back and then finish those things. That is why some the Vedic system recommends, like the Varnasrama, this like the first 25 years you do all the study and all these things. Then you remain in the grahastha life. And then after that you take Panchamurgam Vanagache. You try to disassociate yourself with the active family life and then do these activities for spiritual activities. And then finally you take sannyasa depending, or even you follow the ashrama situation accordingly. So this is has to be done by everyone. But otherwise we may get even at that last minute also we may get attached to the building I am living or the place, the position, this and that. That will be very dangerous for us actually. And then that will defeat the purpose of the whole thing. I started the whole thing that I don't want this all the political situation. I just came here and then again it became another political situation here and then again I get lost. Then again I have to take birth again to become another politician. Why should I do that? Instead, let me honestly struggle. Struggling is okay. Even the Krishna consciousness struggle is good actually. Even if somebody struggles, they also get credit actually. Yeah, I may be struggling, that's alright. But as we are struggling for Krishna, struggling in following the instructions given by the Lord, given there by the spiritual master, we are struggling. That's good. That struggle is better than that doing the life in the whimsical way of living. That is, this struggling is better. Struggle. One day we have also Krishna's mercy, Krishna's help, and then we will also become serious. So, and Srila Prabhupada continues and concludes here, the root cause of one's association is the mind. This great Krishna conscious movement is the greatest boon to human society because it is teaching everyone to think always of Krishna by executing devotional service. And the executing devotional service, that only will captivate Krishna. This is Krishna Akarshana. Everything else is there, but when you perform devotional service, Krishna gets attracted to this pure devotion. So that is why we want to do this activity. And Srila Prabhupada says that concludes here, the mind is the cause of such an exalted position. The mind is also can get one body like those of cats and dogs. To absorb the mind always in Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human life. So this is what we have to aspire for. The aspiration is how can I purify the mind? How can I perform? How can I mold my life? Srila Prabhupada says in the sloka, Manmana Bhava Madhvato, in the purport, the life should be molded in such a way that we remember Krishna all the time. The life should be molded. Whether you may be anything, you may be this worker or that worker, you may be student, you may be this, you may be a housewife, whatever it may be, but life should be molded in such a way. The molding of the life we have to do. The neighbor is not going to come and mold your life. We have to mold our life. Because this is our life and then we are answerable. We are answerable for all these things. When Yama Dharmaraj asked the question, then like because it was like that, it was like this. Those things are not going to help actually. We have to mold our life. We have to mold our life in such a way that we remember Krishna. Smartavyam satadam Vishnu, vismartavyam na jhara. So that way, then what Srila Prabhupada says here, then the Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human life. Then the human life can be perfected. We are not alone. All the great authorities have perfected life like this. Like we have example. This way or that way. Like Ajamil. We have Ajamil's example. Ajamil was a Brahmana. In the beginning, he got some association, he got some impressions from that time. And then after that he got distracted, the prostitute, and then he got distracted, and then his association was a little bit different. But finally, at least like because of the thing, whatever things he did in the early days, he could remember Narayan. So like that, we all this, like a Maharaj Bharat. Maharaj Bharat is a different thing. He was completely in the bhava state. He was thinking about the deer. So he had to take birth of the deer. But then Krishna gave him the benefit, and then next few lives, Jada Bharat, and then he became perfect. So like Krishna is ready to help all the time. But if I want to willingly, I want to commit mistakes. If I want to do something knowingly, yes, it is a mistake, yes, I will do. Then we can't do anything. The child touching the fire. The child is touching the fire, but the warning will be given. But no, I want to do anyway. But how can you, what can you do? So we have to struggle, and then we have to learn in a harsh, hard way. But better learn in a soft way, like just here, or the other mistake has been committed, I should be careful. That is a first class intelligence. Not that I will, the mistake has been committed, I don't care, I will do the mistake and I will learn like that. The third category is that, you don't learn like that, you don't learn by doing and continue to do the same mistake again. That is the third class intelligence. We know, at least we have to come to the level of at least second class intelligence. So, Srila Prabhupada says here, so this is that to observe the mind always in Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human form of life. Like Ambarish Maharaj did, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva, all these great personalities. We have so many examples where we can depend on. And Srila Prabhupada is the greatest example. And Srila Prabhupada, how, like even at the time of passing away, what was Srila Prabhupada say? Everything is working by the will of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. This is like at the time of passing away, just before, one few minutes before passing away. If somebody can remember that, if somebody can dictate, or like a Prabhupada was narrating the purports, actually, even at that time, physically can't do anything. But the consciousness is so much fixed on Krishna's. Look, this is a great example. That's the Acharya. How? It's not like something magical, something happened at the time of passing away. Nothing, no magic or anything. Even the same activity continued, same translation, same purports, everything continued. And then, and even at the time of last breath, Prabhupada continued that. So it is a big inspiration for us also. Yes, in our life also, we have only one life. It's not like we have a personal life, we have a public life, private life. No, there is only one life. We don't have to have a separate lives. We have only one life. That life, we try to remember Krishna and mold our life in such a way so that we remember Krishna. Then perfection is automatically achieved. So we'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhupada.
Just a thought of questions here. I just said in the beginning of your lecture that a soul doesn't want to change, and give the example of Indra.
Yeah.
When he became a big and God has to come down and take him back. But if you see in this uncertain situation, soul by nature look for happiness and they want to get more and more, and they change their position. Like if you have a small house, they want to go to a bigger house, and so on and so on. It's just holding on and on. So what's your thought into that changes?
That is like naturally, this is the changes. Change is like if it is going to be in a better, like if a one bedroom apartment, you are going to a four bedroom house or something, that is the natural. But even still, because you got used to completely avoid a different situation. Like sometimes we have personally seen also, you are working in a company, you resign from that company and go to another company, still you miss all this thing, like all the old association you miss. But again, like this is an example. Yeah, take the example like that. Yeah, by nature, the soul is like doesn't want anything to, because this is like a kutastho, it says in the Bhagavad Gita second chapter, it is meant one of the characteristics of the soul, unchanging, doesn't want to, because it's like you want to, but the problem is the conditioning, the material conditioning is changing that. Okay. The material conditioning is like if I am like this, I am happy in this situation, then I don't want to give up that. But if I am given a better situation, yes, I may change that also. Oh, I am going to get something better, yes, I will go that way also. So that because of the conditioning, it will accept that, as you rightly said, if you get a better position, then it will accept that. So, but thing is, if it is the lower, then that is what happening. What Prabhupada says here, if the person has lived in a life and his mentality has been like a dog and cat, and he is sure that he is going to get a body like that, at a very later stage he may get a realization. That is why he doesn't want to quit. He doesn't want to quit this body, because but he is thinking that by just remaining like this only he will remain eternally. But you can't remain eternally. That is why from the beginning only we have to understand whatever activities we perform has a direct bearing on what we are going to become in the next life. It's a very important, whether we are going to take birth again in the human species, or whether we are going to drag down to the animal species, or whether we are going to the heavenly planets, or we are going to go back home back to the earth. We have whatever activities we perform. So that is why the activities, the in our Krishna conscious activities, if it is all like a, if we perform this activity, then there is no material reaction, then his passage back home is safe. So that is so. And the other your point is, yes, now naturally the soul doesn't want to give up, but if it is given something higher, then because of the conditioning, is better, so it will go there, it will go there also. So it's not like it's not going to protest. Protest will be there because giving up the current situation. But if he gets a better, but if he has understand, then he will give up. Thank you very much. Gratara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Prabhupada ki jai.